We're going to do it all today. We're going to go before the high priest. We're going to go into the molten sea for burial, baptism, planted together in the likeness. We're going to take our flesh and our old man down where he belongs. We're going to loose the law of sin and death. We're going to loose the issues. We're going to break agreement, break covenant. We're going to come out. We're going to be washed in the water. We're going to go into the lily's grace. We're going to go in front of the tree of life and begin the faith for quickening. Amen. This is a major, major operation of God that he's getting us ready for. Because this is where the power, that quickening leads to transfiguration power. That's where the creative realm lives. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just come to your living temple. This amazing pavilion of grace that you have provided for us, this incredible place of exchange. But no matter how we come in, we won't come out that way. Today we come in with expectation for an exchange. Today we come in with an expectation for a great exchange. As we move through the living door, past the great pillars, into this living pillar of glory, we move in through the door into the great throne of grace, the pavilion of grace, with the moon arch ceilings, the pillars upon the right and left. We come to stand before you to present our bodies, our soul, our spirit, the old and the new. We present our body as a living sacrifice to you today. We surrender today to you, to the process of the two-edged sword, for the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. Legally, we know and understand now that our old man and the law of sin and death is dead. It's been planted together in the likeness of your death. Today, by faith, with you, by you, and through you, Lord, we will take it down into the molten sea, into the lava rocks. We will take in, we will take our old man down. As you have separated it, we separate our identity by the two-edged sword, separate the identity of the old and new. No matter if the old is risen against us, it's not who we are. We surrender it. We are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Therefore, we will bring this old man to its rightful place. As we venture in to the molten sea today, the very belly of the earth where you buried our old man, we venture in to the baptism today. Past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins, we enter in to this baptism, Lord. It's here this old man is separated. It's here the law of sin and death and the fruits thereof are buried in baptism. It is here, positionally, our old man has been judged. Our old man has been brought down into the belly of the earth. today we break agreement with all of the old man. Today we break covenant with the law of sin and death and the fruits thereof. We break covenant with anger. We break covenant with fear. We break covenant with the sins of the flesh and sins of the soul. We break covenant with anxiety. We break covenant. We loose these things today. You have no rightful position to operate any longer. In the waters of baptism, in the molten sea, this is your place. We let go today in the power of the keys of the kingdom. We loose all of this from the operations of our flesh, from the operations of the soul. We loose the law of sin and death. We loose the fruits thereof. You have no rightful position in us any longer. We sever the cords. Lord, we present it all now to the winnowing fork that is in your hand for the separation of the chaff, for the separation of the old, for the separation of the old identity, the familiarity of childhood, familiarity, strongholds, weaknesses, shortcomings. Sins, we separate. We loose them today. We decree and acknowledge that our old man is buried today with you in baptism. We decree and acknowledge that our old man today is planted together in the likeness of your death, crucified with you, dead. And it's right to reign over us. We decree and acknowledge that sin and the law of sin and death, shortcomings, failures, strongholds, have no dominion over us. You have lost your dominion by truth. And we sever the cords today. We sever your rights to operate, function within our soul, within our body, within our flesh. Our members are bought with a price. They belong to the Lord. We come up out of this sea. We come up out. You won't come with us. God has made an utter end of this affliction. You will not rise a second time into our life. Be thou loosed and stay into this sea. Be cast into the molten sea. Be thou plucked up from the roots and cast into this sea. Be thou dried up from the roots. When we rise, when we raise, when we ascend, you shall not ascend. We come up out from this sea today. We come out from these waters today. We come out to your throne, Lord. We're a new creation with you. Today you wash us with a pure river, the water of life. Clear as crystal, proceeding out from the throne of the Father, proceeding out from you. These clear crystal waters washing our minds, washing our hearts, washing the eye gates, ear gates, heart, gates of the heart, gates of the thoughts, washing our bodies. With pure living water, just receive the cleansing water pouring over you. White, clear, crystal waters, pure, washing over you, covering you, clothing you, cleansing you, cleansing you, washing me white as snow, white as snow. We receive the washing. We receive the living waters cleansing and washing our body with the waters of your word, washing our bodies with the pure river of the waters of life, washing us clean, washing the soul, the matrix of the soul, washing the thoughts, washing the heart, cleansing every part, cleansing every part, cleansing, cleansing, cleansing. Wash that robe that he will infuse with life. It's that standing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. It's amazing. Already, the exchange we've already received here with this righteousness. Every one of you, I can see you shifting. I can see you moving. I can see your faith rising. I can see you feeling that identity, being clothed in that identity. Grant us grace today, Lord. Grant the eyes of our heart to be flooded with the light of the lily's grace, flooded with the light of the tree of life. As we venture further into you today, grant us the dunamis creative power, Father, that Christ may dwell and occupy and have the ascendance, that our faith remains strong, elevated, that our faith reaches further than we've ever reached before, higher, deeper. As we come to your beautiful garden, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. This incredible grace, the lily, for all our burdens immediately lift as we enter into this magnificent grace. Pure rest, the identity of man, the image of man was always supposed to be righteousness and rest. We were never supposed to operate through the curse of the sweat of the brow or be driven in life. We were always supposed to be clothed in rest, dwelling in rest, operating in rest. As you clothe this beautiful lily today, as you fill the atmosphere and the fragrance of our life with rest, with peace, as we put on this effervescent robe of grace and rest, the tenderness of the lily, the beauty and the pureness of the lily, the quietness, the tranquility, as our minds are now being quieted, as my soul is being quieted, as wisdom giveth unto my head an ornament of grace. Grace. Crowning me with the crown of the lily. Crowning us. Clothing us. Now we let go. Let go now. Surrender the reins of the heart. Surrender the walls. Surrender. Let yourself be vulnerable now. Trust he'll protect you. Trust he'll encompass you with a fortress and a shield. Trust him to protect you. I lower the walls. My self-protection. I expose my heart to you, Lord. I expose in a place of vulnerability. I let go into a place of vulnerability. I trust you with my heart. I trust you. I trust you, Lord. Let the lily undergird my heart. Let the rest flood my heart. Let the rest flood my soul. Let the security flood my soul. Let it flood my soul. As you begin to feel the security of heaven, the rest where you can lay down in the green pasture, where you can let go by the still waters, to know the Lord is your exceeding great shield, shelter. Covering. I surrender my soul to you. I trust you with it. With my heart, I trust you. With the depths, I sit in a place where there is no pain, where there's no anxiety, where there is no unrest. Peace is the governor of my heart and mind. What a beautiful place, Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful place you have given me. You have led us here and taught us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We could be out in the world driven right now, but we're here with you instead. We could be out in the world tormented with the world, but we're here in this amazing grace instead. This place where there is no torment. It's just beauty. You've given us beauty for ashes. Oil of joy for our mourning. We come now to the life, to walk into this garden, to approach the great tree of life. You came that we would have access to this tree again. We've laid down our idolatries. We've laid down the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We've laid down thirst for the old tree, or hunger. We want to eat from this tree. Wisdom's tree, the tree of life. She's a tree of life to those who find her. To partake of the life and the light, that he that followeth you will not walk in the darkness of the world, but have the light of life. To partake of the glory and the grace, for we are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We are partakers of the divine nature of life. To partake of the freedom and the liberty that comes out from this tree. To partake the strength, the dunamis, and the might, the spirit of might, the wisdom, and the discernment. The more discernment we have, able to discern, strong meat belongeth to those that are full age. Able to discern both good and evil. We can discern the difference. The discernment shows us where we eat from the tree of knowledge and good and evil, our desires for that tree. The discernment keeps us from it. Keeps us coming back to this one. The joy and the pleasures of this tree. Today, as we stand before you, Lord, Father, quicken us. We present our bodies and our soul and our spirit for the quickening. To quicken us with this pure life. To quicken us with a resurrection life, with glorification. With the very essence of the glorified body, you quicken us with it. You quicken us with this life-giving flow, the Zoe life. This resurrection life. You clothe us in the resurrection. Flood our bodies, you flood our soul, you flood this mortal body with life. You came to give us life. You came to bring us into this place, to find the pasture, to eat, to drink, to partake, to be filled. Flood our body where it desires life and not the law of sin and death. Flood our bodies with pure resurrection life to cause our countenance to shine like the sun. Transfiguration glory, Shekinah glory, pure glory, tangible glory, tangible life, tangible grace. Tangible strength, tangible resurrection life. You said, I am the resurrection. You are the resurrection. We cleave to you. We abide in you. We stretch our hands around this tree and we cleave to it. We hold it. We hold our chest to it. We hold our countenance to it. We hold our bodies to it. We cleave in hunger. We cleave in thirst. We cleave in obedience to receive its life, to receive its quickening, to receive this daily supply of life like you gave the children of Israel manna. There's a daily manna that comes from this tree. It's a daily provision of life that can flood my body and flood my mind. You can awaken the senses. You can awaken my spiritual senses. You awaken my heart. Oh, tree of life, awaken me from my slumber. Awaken me from the world. Awaken me. Cause me to burn again. Cause me to come alive again. Cause my body and my mind, my heart and my spirit to come alive again. Let every part of our being come alive. Let there be life. Let there be light. For you came that we would have this life, Lord. Have it, possess it in abundance, not just a snack, an appetizer, an abundance. We call upon the abundance. We lay hold of the abundance. We set our heart for abundance. We set our compass for abundance. We set our faith for abundance. We set our faith for transfiguration, for glorification, for daily glorification of this body, to have it flooded with this pure resurrection life. Awaken us. Awaken us. Lord, awaken us with our tree. The leaves of your tree flood our body with healing in its wings. Awaken me. As I cleave, you awaken me. As I cleave, I come to life. Raised together with you. Made to sit together with you. All of me receiving of your life. Receiving of the light, receiving of the strength, receiving of the might, receiving the freedom and liberty, the wisdom and discernment, the joy, the pleasures, the pleasure forevermore, the pure joy, the honey that flows. Sweet presence of your life flows from this tree. Where I'm clothed in life, flooded with life, I've lost my hunger for the tree of knowledge and good and evil. I've lost my thirst. It appeals to me no more. The idolatry of that tree was cut down. Buried. I have no more desire for it. My desire is for you. My desire is for your life. For the joy and the pleasure that comes from this great tree. For the flow of life and the flow of love comes from the Father. For all your manifold graces. You clothe us today, Father, as we go back out to the world. We clothe in you today, Father. As we stand in the Jordan, we clothe in you. We clothe in you. Filled with you. Satisfied with you. Hidden away with you. Hidden away. Hidden away. Oh. Hidden away. I come down into the Jordan. We come down to stand now upon the 12 stones. Where the ark has been resting. Will the lampstand and the seven eyes thereof have been resting? Where you have brought us, where we have died with you, and where we will live with you. I died in this Jordan, Lord, but I shall live too. I shall live with you. We all shall live with you. We will hear your voice, Yeshua HaMashiach, calling us out, calling the ark out from this Jordan into the promised land. We behold you in your full resurrection. For our eyes will see you. For our testimony will be confirmed. The office of the apostolic king will be established. The government will be established. The crown will come forth. to encompass the city of Jericho for 7 days of light. We have not left your words, Lord. I shall never leave them. And I shall never leave this Jordan until I hear your voice calling us out. You let us in, you'll call us out. You're the only one who can. You are he that is, he that was, and you are he that is to come. The only one qualified to call us out from this Jordan to the dispensation of the crown, into the throne room of the dispensation of the crown, to stand before him that is to come. And to receive the crown of the 7 days of light, to bring it out, the final stone, the commission, the rending of Jericho, the cornerstone stronghold, the one that will fall first. The 7 eyes and the 7 trumpets of ram's horns, the crown will encompass Jericho's walls for 7 days. For the king has been given to us. His crown has been given to us. His mighty men of valor will all fall. The walls will bow down. Who art thou, O great mountain of Mammon? Before this lampstand crown, you will become leveled ground. For the final stone, the final crowning stone, will be brought out. And you shall be rended. Your system will fall. The church will be crowned in this hour. To this cause and for this cause, Father, corporately we watch, corporately we wait, corporately we say it shall be even as it was told to us. Corporately we say against hope, we believe in hope. We stagger not at your promises. We're strong in faith, giving glory to you what you have promised us. You'll perform it. You will call this ark out from this Jordan. We will receive the crown. As of May 14th, 2019, the 70th year fulfilled. And that day, you would fulfill your good word to us. That you have a plan of good and of peace and of prosperity. To give unto us our expected end. And that hour we would pray unto you, and you would hearken unto us. In that day we would seek you with all of our heart, and find you, and be found of you. We're in that hour, we're in that day. And we are standing in this Jordan to say, blessed are our eyes that will see you. Blessed are our ears that will hear the voice of the trumpet calling us out from this Jordan into the throne room of the dispensation of the crown to receive the commissioning, the 7 days of light, to receive the commissioning of the final dispensation of the church age. We will not turn aside. We will not let go of your words, for you have taught us. We stand watching, and we stand waiting. The Psalms 37, inheritance of the heart, we trust, we delight. We commit to stay here. We rest and we wait
upon the Lord. We keep your way of rest, life, love, and faith. And you exalt us to inherit this land. We crown this today to say thank you. We stand in this Jordan to say thank you. We stand in this Jordan full of faith to say thank you, to say what you have promised, you will perform it. You will not abandon us. You will not forsake us. You will perform your good word to us. Shelter us here as we watch, as we wait for this great dispensation to begin. You put us here, Lord. We have your constitution and the understanding of what's about to happen upon this planet. You called us all here. We shall remain.